This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of rightly dividing the word of truth. Last time we had showed that the thief on the cross is not a proper example of what men must do in order to be saved today, but that beginning from the second chapter of Acts, the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we do have the terms of pardon according to the new covenant laid down for the very first time. And all through the book of Acts, we find the faithful, inspired apostles and prophets of the Lord Jesus Christ going forth and preaching the message. And we can be sure that each and every one of them preached exactly the same thing. Notice the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, "For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body." Now, friends, it simply was not the case that the apostle Peter went off in one direction and preached one message telling people to do one thing to be saved, and then the Apostle John going off in another direction and preaching a different gospel and telling people something different from what Peter said to do to be saved, and still other the apostles and prophets all going off and preaching different things. Every single one of them preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every single one of them preached the faith of Christ. Paul said, as recorded in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 23, that others were saying of him that he now preaches the faith of which he once made havoc. And Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, not only that there is one God, the Father, one Lord, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, one Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit, one hope of life everlasting, but one faith, that is, one message, one gospel, one New Testament to be preached. There was one body of doctrine to which these disciples had the responsibility of being loyal, and there is one body of doctrine to which you and I and every other person living on earth today and until Christ comes again to which we must be loyal. Now, when that gospel was preached on the day of Pentecost and men came to the point of faith and asked what to do to be saved, they were told, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, in every case in the book of Acts, you can begin reading with the second chapter of Acts and read right on through to the end, and in every single instance where the apostles and the prophets, the faithful disciples of the Lord, preached and told men what to do to be saved, they all told them exactly the same thing. And in no case was anyone ever told that he was saved at the point of his becoming a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. In every case, without exception, it can be made clear that the believer was not saved until he both repented and confessed his faith and then was baptized into Christ for the remission of his sins. Let us take the instance of the Apostle Paul himself as he gives the account of his own conversion in the second chapter of the book of Acts. He tells, in the 22nd chapter of the book of Acts, he tells how he was a great enemy of the church. Following a time of his training as a Jew and his devoted faithfulness to the Jewish religion, but while on his way to Damascus to bind all that called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ there, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him. And Paul said to him, "What shall I do, Lord?" And he said, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed unto thee to do, or all things which thou must do." And he went there, and a man named Ananias, a faithful disciple whom the Lord had sent to tell him what to do, came to him, laid his hands upon him. There fell from Saul's blind eyes, scales, as if it were scales. And then he was able to see, no doubt indicating to him that this was the man who was to tell him what to do. And what did he tell him? "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." Now here is not the same thing told to the thief on the cross. He was rather told to arise and be baptized, and wash away his sins, having thereby called on his name. And that, my friend, is the way one calls on the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. As a penitent believer, to be baptized in obedience to his will, unto the remission of sins.